It's time now for starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Trinity lineup, coached by Terrence Fox, season number two, assisted by Jody Justice, Denmore, and Junior Joseph. Wichita Trinity will go with McKenna Balzer, a 5'8 junior, 8 points a game. Bethany Pinnell, a 5'6 senior, 8 points a game. Emily Chalewa, a 5'8 senior, 2 points a game. Audrey Smith, 6'3 sophomore, 5 points a game. And the Shayne Wilmoth, 5'4 sophomore, 12 points a game. 40 Emporia High Lady Spartans, 6th-ranked team in 5A, 1-0 on the season, coached by Carolyn Dorsey, season number 11, 133-82 overall record, assisted by Bob Miller, Brett Stewart, Taylor Scott. No changes for Emporia High, Ryan Peak, 5'9", senior, 4.8 rebounds. Contest, Addie Kermer, 5'7", senior, 23 points game. Neil Bennett, 5'4", junior, 12.2 rebounds a contest. Alexi DeWitt, 5'5", senior, 8.3 rebounds, 4 assists. And Alexis Shively, 5'5", senior, 6 points, 5 rebounds contest. They're your starting lineups. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Wichita Trinity and the Road Navies, white lettering, white trim. Emporia High, home whites, black lettering, black trim. Wichita Trinity has Wichita Trinity in front of their chest. Emporia has Emporia High and Emporia in front of their chest. Tap is controlled by Wichita Trinity, moving from right to left as we view it here courtside at Y Auditorium. Wilmoth kicks it over to Bethany Pinnell, right wing, as the Lady Spartans come out in a man-to-man. Look, deflected pass across the way. It'll stay with Wichita Trinity. And this will be Balzer to play it across the way. Actually, it's Pinnell. Pinnell inbounds to Balzer, right corner. Mill Bennett on her. Now driving right baseline is Balzer. Skip pass over Wilmoth, left side. Spin move for Wilmoth to the cup. Missed all of it. Rebound Shively for Emporia High. And we got a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Emporia High.
And play pretty some constrictive defense on that drive. A start that Emporia wants for the first possession of the game.
Just underway here. We're 28 seconds in, and this will be Emporia High's first possession as Wichita Trinity bring out a little full court press here. The start as Emil Bennett moving from left to right. Emil right side over to Ryan Peake. Ryan up top to Kermer. Addie with a little stutter step. Addie lost control of it out of bounds. Going to Trinity. They were saying, said it was deflected off Kermer. And it'll go to the Lady Knights of Wichita Trinity. As the inbound goes to Pinnell and deflected. Last touch by DeWitt across the way. It'll stay with Emporia High.
Starting off in a full court press, that's going to be their equation to stop the fast pace of Emporia.
Balzer to inbound. Inbounds to Wilmoth across the timeline far side. Wilmoth looking to go to the cup right side. Missed all of it. Rebound picked up by Ryan Peake for Emporia High. Nearing a minute in, no score. Here's Addie Kermer. Gets over to Bennett right corner. Minnie. Now the DeWitt, little dribble handoff. DeWitt kicks it out. Ryan Peake fake the three right wing. Steps in, 15-footer, too strong. Out the back iron, rebound picked up by Wilmoth. Jump ball is called. It'll go to Wichita Trinity on the arrow.
And already Alexa Shively making her presence known, getting that jump ball. She's running all over this court.
Emporia High will bring some full court press again. Here is Pinnell. They get over and a foul. In backcourt, foul is on Emil Bennett, her first team foul number one on the Lady Spartans. 6:44 to play opening quarter. No score in this first game of the Paul Terry Classic for your team. And they're going to get an offensive foul called, and Shively drew the charge. And that will be on Wilmoth. That's her first team foul number one. Really nice job by Shively.
Doing the dirty work, getting the ball back for her squad.
So I got to adjust the iPad again. That's again, Wichita Trinity bringing a little full court defense. Now they'll back off and go with man. Bill Bennett over to Lexi DeWitt, right wing. Entry pass into Peak. Layup right side, too strong. Didn't even hit iron. And the rebound picked up by Wilmoth for Wichita Trinity. Here's Balzer, left baseline against Bennett. Alzer in the paint, kicks it out to Chileywe, and it was deflected off Emporia High far side. He'll stay with Trinity. As Ivory Wheeler, 5'5 freshman, 18 points in her freshman debut for Wichita Trinity, as Balzer will take a seat. The inbound deflected. DeWitt was trying to go for a steal. Minute 45 in, still no score. Here is Wilmoth, lost control of it, lost the handle of it. DeWitt's right in her face. They hand it off to Wheeler, the freshman. Wheeler at the free throw line. To the floor, here's Audrey Smith with it. Right block, elbow. Here's Wheeler straight on a three, short. Rebound to Chileywe, and she lost it. Picked up by Kermer.
Bodies on the floor. A lot of scrappy play so far.
Oriai looking to speed things up. Here's Bennett to the cup. Kicks it out to Ryan Peake, right wing. Fake the three. Now at the right elbow. Kicks it out. Kermer, left wing for three, short. Rebound picked up by Audrey Smith. For Trinity, 2.5 in, still no score. Here is Pennell. Pennell far side, right side, full court. Tegan Baker will be the first Emporia High sub off the floor as it's deflected by Kermer. Wilmoth tracked it down. Far side, right side, full court. Now over to Pennell, right wing entry pass into Smith, deflected. Off of Ryan Peake, he'll stay with Trinity. Maddie Cross will check in for Wilmoth. Maddie Cross is a 5'9 sophomore. Tegan Baker in, 5'5 senior, will replace Kermer. And Courtney Cross will also check in for Trinity as Chileywe will take a seat. 5:08 to play, opening quarter, no score here from Y Auditorium. Inbound deflected off Shively as the entry pass was trying to go to Audrey Smith. He'll stay with Trinity.
Great defensive play by Shively. A 10-inch height difference, and she got that hand on the ball.
Courtney Cross, 5'8 senior, triggers it into Wheeler, left corner. Wheeler, left elbow, dribbles it back out, left wing. 5 minutes to play, opening quarter, no score. That's deflected, stolen by Shively. Shively's got numbers going all the way to the court. Right side layup blocked by Smith. No foul called, out of bounds. It'll stay with Emporia High.
Both defenses not giving the other offense an inch. They are playing their absolute hardest. They don't want either team to score because they fear if they score, I mean, that might do it.
Kyla Herkins in for the first time for Emporia High, 5'9 senior. And also check in Kate Shepherd for Trinity. Kate Shepherd, a 5'3 junior. So now they're going small. Now Emporia High's got to have the matchup. They have the basketball. Here's Tegan Baker out to Shively, left wing. A.J., left elbow, out to Bennett, top of the key. Emporia High just taking four shots. Tegan Baker with it, now DeWitt. Now Tegan swinging over to Bennett, right wing. Skip pass, A.J. Shively. Shively from 15, rimming out. Rebound, Herkins. Put back is good. Kyla Herkins, her first basket, her first field goal made of the season, and Emporia High's up 2-0. 4:18 to play here in the first quarter.
That's where Emporia's gonna have to win. Whenever they have the height matchup, when the tallest people are on the bench for Wichita Trinity, they're gonna have to step up and see if they can get a nice lead with them out.
And Addie Kermer will come in for Emil Bennett, who just picked up number two. Second team foul, timeout called by Carolyn Dorsey. It's a full. Let's take a 30. 2-0 Emporia High, 4:12 to play opening quarter. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High went 0 for their first five from the field and now lead it 2-0. 4:12 to play here in the opening quarter. And Wichita Trinity just 0 for 3 from the field. Defense being played, Quinn.
Absolutely. About 4 minutes in, and it's just all defense all day so far.
And Trinity will trigger it in. The inbound to Ivory Wheeler in between the circles. Now over to Maddie Cross here, left wing against Tegan Baker. Tegan right in her face. Skip pass deflected, stolen by Kermer. No one home there. Kermer gets over a Baker right wing for three. Rimming in. Tegan Baker with a ValuNet Fiber three. ValuNet Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Lead is 5 for Emporia High, 5-0. 3:41 to play here, opening quarter. Tegan took that shot and almost, and there's another steal by Emporia High. Shively with it. DeWitt to the cup, left side, layup good. DeWitt from Shively, and Emporia High now putting it on him. It's 7-0. 3:25 to play, first quarter, and 5 seconds called on Trinity on the inbound, and Emporia High will get it in.
Here we go. Emporia is starting to play fast how they want and a bit overwhelming Wichita Trinity just a little bit.
Addison Kateras in for the first time, 5'7 senior, as Pinnell out, as Wilmoth back in for Trinity. And a foul, away from the ball. Let's see who they get it on. It'll be on the Knights. It will be on Maddie Cross, her first team foul number 2 here. And it'll be Kyla Herkins to the line for Emporia High. Kyla 2 for 2 on the season. First one rimming in for the senior. Kyla's got 3 to lead the way. And Kyla, she missed it. Didn't play last year due to an injury she suffered last season in volleyball. Second one short. Rebound, Tegan Baker. Extra opportunity for Emporia High. Here's Herkins. High post right side. Missed the bunny. Rebound loose on the floor. Still loose. It is picked up by Bowser for Trinity, and a foul on Emporia High, and they will get Tegan Baker with her first team foul number 3, as DeWitt will come back in. As I got to circle Tegan Baker with a foul. Inbound, they're still looking at inbound. Here is Cross, right baseline, deflected out of bounds, stays with Trinity.
Emporia putting a lot of pressure on this Trinity offense. And so far, Trinity can't come out of it.
Inbound to Cross, right wing. Here is Wheeler against Tegan Baker. Now dribbling it back out, 3 minutes to play, opening quarter. Lady Spartans up 8-0. Here's Wilmoth against Baker now. Tegan Baker just being really aggressive, and Wilmoth turned it over right in front of Tegan, dribbled it off of Wilmoth, dribbled it off to herself and turned the ball over, and Emporia High will get it.
Every single one of these Emporia defenders are right up on their man. They are not letting them get an inch on offense. They are constricting them, not letting them breathe.
2:48 to play here, first half, 8-0 Emporia High. Here's Kermer to the basket, left side, lays it up and in for Kermer. Kermer, her first basket. Lead us 10 for Emporia High. 2:35 to play here in the first. 10-0. And Balzer lost it. Stolen by Kermer. Emporia High looking to go. Here's Addy. Addy high post left side. Layup is missing. Rebound to Smith for Trinity. And Smith came back in at the last dead ball. Here is Wheeler against DeWitt. And Wheeler almost lost it right in front of DeWitt. Wheeler puts a crazy shot up, and she will get 2 free throws. And this will be the 4th team foul on Emporia High, and it will be Tegan Baker's second. And here comes Shively quickly off the Emporia High bench. First one up for Wheeler, short. Peek, and Shively back in. Herfkins will sit down along with Baker. Second one for Wheeler is nothing but net. And that ends the 10-0 Spartan run.
Party's going to be looking to go on another one of those.
That's my iPad is, don't know what, but it's 10-1. I don't know what's wrong. Here's a shot by Kermer, missing. Rebound picked up by Pinnell for Trinity. Minute 55 to play here in the first quarter. 10-1 Emporia High. Balls there now, cross right corner. Cross entry pass into Balzer. Layup right side. No. She's going to get two free throws. And Trinity will be shooting the final minute 44, quarter number one. Foul is on Kermer. Her first. Team foul number five. And I tell you what, Quinn, the iPad did not take the Tegan Baker three. Free throw is good by Balzer.
And now they got every foul they get from here on out. The rest of the quarter, they get two free throws.
Second one on the way is good. So Balzer picks up her first 2 points. And Emporia High leads 10-3. 100 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Wide auditorium. Zayla Pearson will check in at the next opportunity. Here's Ryan Peek to the cup, floater short. Ryan got it back. And Shively missed from point blank. Here is DeWitt for three, missing. Rebound picked up by Trinity. Here's Audrey Smith, missing. Rebound loose on the floor. It's picked up by Peek. Jump ball will be called. The possession arrow will go to Emporia High as Zayla Pearson will check in. The 5'6 senior will replace Gutierrez. Chileway back in for Trinity as Maddie Cross will take a seat.
Emporia is going to have to be careful with these fouls. So far, the only points Trinity has put up has been from the free throw line.
Nearing a minute to play here in the first. 10-3 Emporia High. Here is Ryan Peek, right wing for three. Off the back iron, missing. Zeta Pearson rebound. Put back good for Zeta. Zeta Pearson, her first basket. And a steal by Kermer on the entry. And Kermer lays it up from the left side and in. And Emporia High with four quick points. And they have their largest lead of the game at 11-14-3. 40 seconds to play. And DeWitt with a steal. Here comes Emporia High across the timeline. Kermer left wing didn't take it. Kermer to the bucket. Floater short. But they're getting a foul. John Moore called it. John Moore will call the foul on Chilewa. That's her first. Team foul number three. And Kermer will go to the free throw line for Emporia High. And Addy was 0 for 2 in the season opener. Free throw on the way. Good. Kermer hit it. Lauren Williams will come in for Kermer. Lauren, 5'3 senior. Lead is 12 for Emporia High at 15-3. Second one on the way for Kermer. Nothing but nylon. Kermer has four. She'll lead the lineup as Williams will check in. And again, Quinn, you're seeing everybody come in.
Yeah, they're switching it around, keeping everybody on the floor fresh.
On their 30 seconds of play, here's Wilmot, gets it to Smith, who lost it. It's stolen by Williams. Lauren had a foot height differential and stole that ball away. Emporia High going for one with 13. Shively, top of the key, here's a Ryan Peek screen. AJ kicks it out to Williams. Lolo. Bounce pass into Peek. Turnaround hook. No. Rebound picked up by Balzer. And that will do it for quarter number one. Emporia High up 16-3 as we go to the second. 1 minute break coming up. And we'll have the second quarter next. Emporia High leads 16-3. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
KVOE, live and local.
Quarter number two underway here from Wyatt-Torium. Emporia High up 16-3 as Emporia High bringing the defense. Here is Wheeler, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound picked up by Emporia High. DeWitt with the rebound. Here's Kermer to the cut left side. Layup, no. Rebound picked up by Cross. And they're going to get a jump ball. Possession error will keep it with Trinity.
Once again, Alexa Shively in there making the little plays. The little plays that look big on the game.
Actually, it's Emporia High ball. Kermer, left wing for three. Swish. Nothing but net. That's a Valunet Fiver 3. Valunet Fiver, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Lead is 16 for Emporia High at 19-3 as Kermer's got 7. 7:20 to play here, opening quarter. Here is Wheeler. Guard against Bennett, now over to Courtney Cross, right wing. Cross bounce pass, deflect out, bounce, going to Emporia High.
Emporia first forcing a lot of turnovers. This Wichita Trinity offense looking very sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a testament to how good this Emporia defense has been playing.
Right. And I'll give you a turnover count, or you got it, Quinn.
They got 11 so far.
And Kermer almost lost it, but it was deflected in the backcourt. A minute into the second, 19-3 Emporia High, up 16. Had a 10-0 run to start this game. Here's Kermer, right elbow, kicks out to DeWitt, right wing. Bounce pass, peak, Ryan traveled. Ryan traveled with the ball, and for Emporia High, that is turnover number 2 and 12 for Wichita Trinity. They're in the first 9-plus minutes of action.
That in itself, you look at the turnover count and you look at the score and you see it's very fitting.
Yep, here is a 16-footer straight on off the back iron, or too strong for Wheeler. Rebound picked up by Kermer for Emporia High. They get it over to DeWitt, dribble handoff. Here's Bennett, top of the key, Emil dribbling to her right. Bounce pass into Ryan Peak, high post. Kicks it out to Bennett, right wing. Emil trying to feed it. Emil bounce pass to DeWitt, left wing. Emil with it, top of the key. Minnie. Now over Ryan Peak, left baseline. Now Kermer, left wing. Wheeler in her face. And Wheeler almost picked it away, and she did. Stolen away. Wheeler to the cup. They wave off the shot. And a foul on Emporia High. With 6 minutes to play here in quarter number two. They're going to get DeWitt with her first. Team foul number one of quarter number two.
And another player coming in for the first time, Addison Gutierrez. They're getting deep.
Second time.
They're getting deep.
Second time. Kermer sits down as Pinnell back in for a cross for Trinity. Inbounds pass is stolen by Emil Bennett. Here's Shively left side. Lays it up. No. Rebound Gutierrez. Put back. No. Peak put back. Yes. That was Gutierrez. That was Ryan with the bucket. Ryan has her first basket of the night. 21-3 is our score. 5:38 to play, and they're going to get DeWitt with her second. Team foul number two. As Smith will come back in, or as Perkins back in for Emporia High. Shively will sit down. Balls are out for Trinity. Multiple subs here at the last dead ball. Here's Wilmuth. Wilmuth lost it, and she did lose it. Stolen by DeWitt. I got to get Wilmuth back into the game on the iPad. Here's Herkins, right side layup is no. They're going to get a block on Wichita Trinity, and the foul is on Shepherd. That's her first. Team foul number one, and Herkins will go to the free throw line.
A very nice pass from Emil Bennett to get it to Herkins in the first place.
Kyla's first is up and good. Kyla has 4 on the night. Sends the lead to 19, maybe the 20 with the second for Kyla. That's off the back iron and missing. Wilmuth with the rebound for Trinity. 22-3 is our score. Emporia High in command. 5:15 to play here in the first half from Wyatt Auditorium. And ever since a 12-0 or 10-0 Emporia High run, it's 12-3 in favor of the Lady Spartans. Here's Bennett across the timeline. Now the Gutierrez Left side, full court. Dribbling it back out. Now Bennett left wing. Neal, entry pass, Ryan Peek, high post right at the left elbow. Peek to the cup, missed it, but she will get two free throws. She's fouled in the act.
And a nice move to get to the bucket and get a little extra space to force the foul.
Daisha Nay Wilmuth, her second personal foul, team foul number two. Ryan Peek to the line for two. First one falls off. Kermer and Shively back in for Emporia High. Bennett and DeWitt will sit down. One more coming up for Ryan, who did not attempt a free throw in the season opener against Ottawa on Friday night. Bowser back in for Wheeler for Trinity. This could push the lead back to 20 if Ryan can connect on the second. Second one on the way, too hard. Rebound tapped out of bounds. He'll go to Trinity. It was last touched by Gutierrez. 22-3, Emporia High in command. 4:54 to play here, opening quarter. As I mentioned, Quinn, Emporia High on a 12-3 run after leading 10-0. And Coach Carvel Reynoldson scouting the Lady Spartans across the way. They know big one tomorrow night with Hayden. And they're going to get five on Wilmuth. And another turnover on the Trinity Knights. That will be their 15th.
And Emporia forcing Trinity to play the Emporia brand of basketball, keeping them uncomfortable, not letting them have any breathing room on offense or defense.
Addie Kermer dribbling to her left across the timeline as Ryan Peek at the free throw line. Dribble handoff. Kermer right side layup. Crawls in. Oh, man. Kermer got the bounce. Addie Kermer. Oh, man. She got 11, Quinn. And the lead is 21 for Emporia High at 24-3. And almost a near steal. Body's to the floor. Shively got it. And jump ball will keep it with Trinity on the arrow.
And on that layup, a really nice touch by Addie Kermer to finish it as she was falling down to the court.
Pearson in for Peek. As Cross will, Maddie Cross will check in for Shepherd. 4:13 to play here, first half. 24-3, Lady Spartans in command here. Here's Wheeler, left wing, and lost control of it. John Moore's going to call a foul. John Moore calling his officiating his second Emporia High Lady Spark game. And they will get Shively with her first, team foul number three. DeWitt back in for Emporia High as Shively will sit down. At halftime, we'll be visiting with Emporia High Athletic Director Bo Welch on the Paul Terry Classic. That'll be after we get stats done. Here is Wheeler, right wing, takes a three, and that one's short. Rebound picked up by Balzer, and a foul on Emporia High.
You know, bodies on the floor. They're going for that jump ball. They do that a lot, but, you know, didn't get the hand on the ball, got the hand on the opponent. That's a foul.
As here's a free throw line jumper, missed all of it by Wheeler. Rebound picked up by Gutierrez for Emporia High. Here's Zayla Pearson right side. Lays it up and in. Zayla Pearson has four. And the lead, or, yeah, Zayla's got four. Lead is 23 for Emporia High, 26-3. And Terrence Fox wants a timeout. Does he want a 30 or a full? And it'll be a 30. Let's keep it right here. And Quinn, Emporia High, 10 of 25 from the field. Wichita Trinity has not made a field goal. They're 0 for 7, but 3 for 4 from the line.
It just seems like there's a lid on that hoop for Trinity. They can't get anything to fall except for when they got to the free throw line those two times. But, I mean, overall, that's just a testament to this Emporia defense, not letting them get any quality shots at all. They're not getting an open look because they always have a man attached on their hip. And it just doesn't seem like this Emporia team is getting tired at all. And you can see it on some of the Trinity faces. They're just kind of upset, and they don't know what to do. They're shocked.
Demia Zapata in for the first time, 5'6", senior. Herkins out for Emporia High. And the play at midcourt right here in front of us will be Pinnell. Inbounds across. Now Pinnell, left wing, a three. Off the back iron, missing. Rebound, Zayla Pearson. And she is fouled as Emporia High had numbers. I got to get that into the iPad. I think they got Zeta with a travel. They didn't say a foul. They didn't even indicate tie-up either. Trinity will trigger it into the left of their own bucket. 3:19 to play here in the second, and now more whistles.
A little bit of scrapping going on before this.
You're going to see this from Carolyn Dorsey's squad. Tough in together, Brandon Schneider, everybody. You know Carolyn learned that from Coach Brandon, who's at KU. 4-4 in the big, and it passes deflected. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Trinity. Almost.
Very nice job by Demia Zapata getting her first minutes of the game and, you know, making her presence known.
Balls are inbounds to Wheeler. Let here along the left side. Wheeler to the cup. Missed the layup. Rebound picked up by Kermer. Emporia High looking to run. Here's DeWitt, left wing, nearing 3 minutes to play, opening half. Spartans up 23. Kermer floater on the way, short. Rebound picked up by Bethany Pinnell for Trinity. Here's an entry pass into Smith, and she lost it. And another turnover for the Knights. That is 16.
And that was Demia Zapata on that play, guarding the 6'3 sophomore, and she's 5'6 herself, you know. They don't care about the height. They're going to go guard their person and do a phenomenal job.
Here's Gutierrez, left wing, and Emporia High moving from left to right here in the first half. Bounce pass into the wit. Deflected. It's loose on the floor. How did Gutierrez come out with it? Here's Kermer, left wing for three. Short. Zapata rebound. Put back. No. Rebound tap. Long rebound out to Bolter. Out of bounce. They're going to say it's off of Emporia High. It'll go to Trinity.
Even though they didn't come away with any points that drive, it's just exactly how this Emporia team plays ball. They're not giving up until that whistle is blown. They're going to keep on fighting and running after the ball and bodies on the floor.
Courtney cross back in for Pinnell as Emporia High brings back in Alexa Shively. Entry pass almost stolen by Zapata, but the pass was deflected off of her. It'll stay with Trinity as Lauren Williams back in for Emporia High. DeWitt will sit down.
And it really seems like every single pass this Trinity offense is making is just getting deflected by Emporia.
Yep. Maddie Cross inbounds to Pinnell, deflected, and it'll stay with Trinity as the Emporia High boys getting ready to warm up. And River Peters looking to try to see what he has for an encore in game number two of the season. Maddie Cross will inbound, almost a five, inbounds to Audrey Smith in the paint. Kicks it out to Maddie Cross, right side. Out to Wheeler, straight on from 25. No. Rebound picked up by Kermer. And a foul. And that will be the 13th foul on Trinity here in quarter number two. They will get it on Maddie Cross, her second. 13th foul.
Once again, an Emporia body on the floor fighting for a ball. Addie Kermer had three defenders around her. Somehow came down with that ball and got the pass out.
A minute 57 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans in control, up 23. 26-3. Ryan Peake, left wing. Ryan looking to attack. Dribble hand off to Kermer at the free throw line. Floater from 13. Swish for Addie Kermer. Kermer's got 13, and she had a big first half the other night, too. Lead of 25 for Emporia High at 28-3. And Wheeler lost it, stolen by Zapata. Emporia High looking to run, but they will back out with 90 to play. Lauren Williams, right wing. Lauren, over to Ryan Peake. Ryan dribbling to her left. Now Shively, right baseline. 15-footer straight on from the right side. Shively hit it. AJ with her first basket of the night. Lead is 27 for Emporia High. 30-3. 70 seconds play opening half.
Seems like everybody on this team is getting a quality look at a shot and potentially score.
And a steal by Ryan Peake. I got to get her into the back into the game. Here's Kermer to the basket, right side, missed it. Rebound Zapata, left side layup, no. Rebound tapped out of bounds, going to Trinity. I got to get
and a ton of offensive rebounds for Emporia. They are just getting so many second chance points, second chance, third chance, fourth chance. They're just coming down with the ball in any way they can.
Kaylee DeWitt in for the first time, 5'8 freshman. Also back in is Kyla Herkins. 41 seconds play, first half. Lady Spartans in control as the younger sister of Lexi DeWitt, Kaylee, the freshman. Second, they're going to get Lauren Williams with a foul. Her first team foul, number 4. One more foul, or is team foul number 5. It'll be two free throws for Ivy Wheeler. Wheeler, 1 for 2. Free throw on the way. Good. It's the first. Wheeler with 2, looking for a third. Second one on the way. Crawls in. Wheeler with 3. Lead is 25 for Emporia High. 30-5. 35 seconds to play here in the opening half. I got to get Kaylee DeWitt into the iPad. Here's Lauren Williams, left corner. Shively now running the point.
Looks like they're going to try and get the last shot of this.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Lauren almost walked right wing. Now Shively with 15 puts up horns. AJ here. AJ looking for a screen from Demia. Kick out. Lauren Williams, right corner, a 3. Off. Rebound Zapata. Put back. No. Rebound Shively. And that will do it for half number 1. Emporia High leads it 30-5. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. 30-5 Emporia High. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Back at Wyatt Auditorium, Dylan Sherwood and Quinn Dold with you. We'll be joined by Bo Welch here in just a few moments. It's time now for our game stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Wichita Trinity is 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 83%, 14 rebounds, 17 turnovers. Ivory Wheeler has 3, and McKenna Balzer with 2 for Trinity. Emporia High, 12 of 35 from the field, 34%, 2 of 6 from 3, 33%, 4 of 8 free throw line, 50%, 18 rebounds, 5 turnovers for Emporia High. Addie Kermer has 13 to lead the way, and then it's all... And it's balanced from there. Herfkins with 4. Zeta Pearson with 4. Tegan Baker with 3. 2 each from Peak and DeWitt and Shively. And those were your halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Quinn Dold, quick thoughts on half number 1 before we take another break.
I mean, that's important defense. I mean, that's the key to this half. They didn't allow Spring Trinity to get a single first half field goal. Just 5 free throws, and that was it. So very impressive defense from Emporia.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Emporia High Athletic Director Bo Welch about the Paul Terry Classic. Emporia High leads 30-5 here at the break at Wyatt Auditorium. Bo Welch next. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on now with Red Tag Month offers on new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Red Tag savings on a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck save over $5,400. And just arrived, we have three brand new Chevy electric vehicles in stock. Don't wait another day to get Red Tag savings on new Chevy models. Come into Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at White Auditorium, we are at halftime as Emporia High in command, 30-5 over Wichita Trinity, and joined now by Emporia High Athletic Director Bo Welch. Well, I'm going to still call you Coach. I still know you as Coach.
I am used to it.
And Bo. Well, you're number two of the Politeri Classic, and, you know, same teams are back, and good basketball here so far.
Yeah, I think it's a great tournament, and obviously it's something that I'm proud of. It means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to others that, you know, we host this tournament. We play it down here. We honor – you know, not only, you know, Politeri, but kind of what he meant to our community, and no better way than to, you know, to play a tournament in his honor.
You know, what does it mean? You know, Politeri did a lot of good things. Maybe kind of speak on that just a little bit.
Well, I think, you know, just the, you know, when you go back to the history and you go back to just everything that kind of went into segregation, civil rights, and, you know, him playing on the 1934 team. You know, I learned a couple things from Coach Slay when I visited with Coach Slay yesterday, you know, about how it went further back than that. You know, he wasn't allowed to go play some games in middle school, you know. So we talk about Jackie Robinson all the time, you know, and we talked about how, you know, Politeri played for Alfred Smith, you know, who was the father of Dean Smith. And Dean Smith, you know, he broke the color barrier at North Carolina with Charlie Scott, you know, and well, 30 years earlier it happened here in Emporia, you know. So I mean, to me, that's a monumental step, you know, in our society, our culture, and you know, some of that happened right here, you know. So I feel like our goal, you know, is to educate people and let them kind of understand kind of everything that transpired there and how important that event was, and you know, and we always every year. We talked with our basketball team, you know, the importance of wearing that jersey and having that Emporia on the jersey and the history that went into that, you know, with Politeri. So very important, and we just want to continue that tradition, that education of honoring that special event.
I guess real quickly, how do you want to, like, continue to grow this for next year? Because there'll be another two-year rotation. I know when you get teams locked up, you want to do it as a two-year cycle. How do you want to continue this going into 2024?
Yeah, we'll continue it the way it is. Okay. And, you know, and if teams, you know, we will give these teams who started this for us first crack, you know, the wanting to come back. And, you know, anybody that wants to leave, I don't think we're going to have a hard time filling it.
Yeah.
You know, I've had teams that have already, there's already a list. You know,
really? I mean, wow,
team,
that's
team
good.
Team wants out. A team's getting in, so teams want to come play here, you know. And I'm, you know, one of the big draws is the 5A state tournaments. In fact, Spring Hills girls, when they walked in today, and I was taking them to the locker room, that was what one of the girls said the goal was to be back here in March.
Yep.
You know, so that's a definite draw, and you know, it's a big thing for our kids. You know, our kids get to play on this floor, and you know, for quite a while, you know, our kids, we didn't get to play on this floor, so. I think it's a big thing for our kids to play here. Other schools want to play. It's a goal to get back here in March.
Yep.
And it's just a great venue. I mean, this is one of the better venues in the state of Kansas. I think this is the best state tournament venue there is.
Oh, yeah.
There's big arenas, yep. You know, that are fancy. But this has the best basketball feel of any of them.
Yep.
Fans are on the court. Has a historic feel. There's no better, maybe other than Allen Fieldhouse. there's no better place to play in the state of Kansas than White Auditorium.
Well, real quickly, how do you want to encourage someone not here tonight? Good turnout here tonight so far, but good basketball tomorrow night and Saturday afternoon as well.
Yeah, we want everybody to come out. You know, come watch a couple good games. You know, I know our kids are going to play hard, and I know that, you know, the other teams have some pride in this tournament as well. Yep. You know, coming and playing in this, like I said, this venue. It's going to be good games. Come out and enjoy.
Yep. Well, Bo, thanks for the time. We'll let you get back to work and talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Dylan.
That is Emporia High Athletic Director Bo Welch joining us here at halftime as Emporia High leads 30-5. Let's take a one-minute break when we come back to third quarter. Emporia High up 30-5 on Wichita Trinity. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, the savings are on now with Red Tag Month offers on new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Red Tag savings on a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck save over $5,400. And just arrived, we have three brand new Chevy electric vehicles in stock. Don't wait another day to get Red Tag savings on new Chevy models. Come into Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia today or visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come see us today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at White Auditorium, Emporia High up 30-5. And, you know, if it gets to 30 before the end of the third quarter, it will be a running clock and we'll get back to Battle on Track here. And good interview from good conversation with Bo Welch. So good. I brought that up with him yesterday, Quinn. I was out getting pregame stuff, and I was like, hey, you know, you want to come on at halftime and talk about this tournament? And that was a good way to fill some time. Corey High with the basketball. Here's Kermer, right-handed layup. Good. Now, Kermer from Bennett. As Emporia High's lead is now 27 to start quarter number three. And Emporia High still bringing it. Wilmoth to the cup. Wilmoth puts it up. No. Rebound Chilewe. She lost it. And it's deflected off, and it's going to Emporia High. All right. Now I got to adjust the iPad. Give me a thought, Gwen Dold.
Well, as Emporia defense, they are keeping it on them. They're not letting the pressure up. They got a huge lead, but they want to make it even bigger. They want to see how much they can win by.
As there's a layup by Shively, as Kermer with the assist. So I got to get both that into the iPad, and the lead is 34-5. Emporia Higher. Smith with a layup. No. Rebound to DeWitt. And still, Trinity has not made a field goal tonight.
Yeah, not amazing body language from Smith either.
Shively to the cup. Left-handed layup. Good. AJ has back-to-back buckets, has six. The lead is 31 for the Lady Spartans at 36-5. 120 into quarter number three. Emporia High, sixth-ranked team in 5A. Here is Pinnell missing. A hook shot, rebound picked up by Shively. Shively with her third rebound of the night. 31-point lead. Emporia High, Kermer to cup left side. She laid it up and in. Oh, Kermer's got 17, just unstoppable.
This Trinity team looking a bit tired. This Emporia on offense are just blowing straight by him.
Remember, Carolyn Dorsey wanted to play fast. Here's Wilmoth, and she is fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. Foul is on Shively, her second. Team foul number one of quarter number three. And that'll send. And that'll send Deshaunay Wilmoth to the free throw line. She hasn't scored tonight. She's 3-for-5 on the season. First one off the back iron missing. Wholesale subs coming in for Trinity. It'll be Cross, Shepherd. Maddie Cross also back in. Chilewe Smith out. Someone else has got to come out, too. think Balzer came out, and that is correct. Will Myth with one more. Wheeler will come in. Second one crawls in. Will Myth with her first point of the night. Trinity's 6 points, all from the charity stripe, as Wheeler will come back in for Will Myth. 38-6, Emporia High. Largest lead was 33, and it's 32 now. Here's Ryan Peek at the free throw line. Ryan looking for an opening. Ryan shot fake. Shot from 13, crawls off. It was too strong. Rebound picked up by Courtney Cross, and almost a steal by, oh, Shively flexing the muscles and forced a turnover as Wheeler lost control of it.
Yep, an errant pass, and Shively saw the loose ball and sprinted immediately towards it.
Oriai gets into the full court. Here's Emil Bennett. Now to Ryan Peek. Now high post. Here's Shively, right corner. A three short. Long rebound tracked down by Pinnell for Trinity. And no one home on the pass, as Pinnell had no one home, and a turnover by Trinity.
Just another errant pass. I mean, it's happened a lot this game for Trinity. They're just getting too overwhelmed defensively. They're trying to get the ball to a person that's not there.
Emporia High gets into the front court real quick. 5:25 to play quarter number three. Lady Spartans up 32 at 38-6. Here's DeWitt right wing. Lexi, now the Kermer left wing. Addy looking to attack high post into Ryan Peek. Kicks it out, Bennett, extra pass, Shively. Bounce pass, Ryan Peek. Had to cut right side. Layup good in the foul. Hoop in the arm for Ryan. Ryan with four, looking for her fifth point of the night.
Incredible ball movement on that possession. Find Ryan down low, get the ball in the basket and the foul. Just very nice offense.
Foul on Cross, her second. Team foul number one. As Emporia High with subs. Gutierrez back in. Free throw for Ryan. Good. As Herkins will come in for her. So, well, let me get this adjusted. Get the free throw. There we go. Ryan with five. Lead is 35 for Emporia High at 41-6. Here is Ivy to cup right side. Layup missed. And the rebound goes to Emporia High. And a layup by Kermer. Oh man, Kermer made it look easy.
Just wide open after that play.
Kermer got 19. Lead is 37.
Seems like Trinity is just getting a little bit desperate on the offensive side, just wanting anything to fall at all.
Yep. Wheeler almost lost it. She did. Picked up by Baker. And she just turned it back over. I gotta get Tegan Baker back in. Here's Cross right baseline. Kicks it out. Kate Shepard left corner, a three. Air ball. Rebound picked up by Herkins. 4 minutes to play here in quarter number three. Lady Spartans in control. They lead it 43-6. Here's Bennett for three, right wing, no. Rebound, Herkins, no foul called as she was going into the act of shooting, but it was deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Emporia High. As Adaya Hefner, 6 foot junior, will check in for the first time. Bennett out, Kermer out. Inbounds to Kyla. Now Tegan Baker, left wing. She wants a second three. Ramming out. Rebound to Adaya Hefner. Adaya. Now here's Lauren Williams, right elbow. Kicks it out to Herkins, top of the key. Swinging over to Tegan Baker, right wing, trying to feed it. Bounce pass into Adaya. Lost it, but somehow Lauren Williams got it. Here's Gutierrez. Now Lauren Williams, left corner. Entry pass into Adaya. Hefner, high post left side, out to Gutierrez for three, no. Rebound Hefner, Adaya in traffic, they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Trinity.
Something to note with Adaya Hefner in the game, that means that every active player for Emporia has gotten minutes tonight.
Right, you are. As Trinity has had some subs come in. 3:11 to play, and full timeout for Terrence Fox. Let's take a 30. 3:11 to play here in the third, 43-6 Emporia High. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValuNet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 a month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High in command, leading 43-6. This is just a good way for the Lady Spartans. They want to start in this tournament, trying to get to 2-0. And with a big game, a ranked matchup tomorrow night between the second-ranked team in 3A and Hayden and the sixth-ranked team in 5A, Emporia High.
That'll be an amazing game for
It'll
sure.
It'll be a good game. First of three meetings, Quindold.
And all three are going to be dogfights.
Yes, right after New Year's, too. Oh, my. As Wilmeth came back in for Trinity. As they get the basketball out of the timeout, here is Wheeler. Got her pocket picked by Tegan Baker. Going to get Tegan with a reach in. That is her third. Team foul number two on the Lady Spartans here in the second half in the third quarter. Entry pass. Here is Wheeler, 13-footer, no. Rebound Wilmeth and a foul from behind.
And nothing at all fallen. Just a horror show for this Trinity team. Wide open look, a 13-footer, just couldn't put it in the hole.
Here is Weber missing from point blank. Put back no for Wilmeth. Rebound Emporia High. Here is Lauren Williams, wide open left wing, a three, no. Rebound Gutierrez, puts it up, no. But it's out of bounds. He'll stay with Emporia High. As Kate Shepherd back in for Trinity, as Bowser will sit down.
Bowser took a hard fall on that.
Bowser
took a hard fall on that last shot that she put up.
Inbound, Lauren Williams, left corner, left baseline. Lauren bounced past to Tegan Baker. Tegan, 15-footer, left baseline, no. Rebound to Wilmeth for Trinity, and she'll back it out. 2:29 to play here in third. Here's Lady Spartans up 43-6. Here's Wilmeth at the top of the key. Tegan Baker on her. Now Kate Shepherd left wing. Zapata to check in at the next opportunity. Shepherd, entry pass stolen by Hefner. Here's Tegan Baker to bring it up the floor with 2 minutes to play here in the third. Lady Spartans in command, 43-6. Perkins, top of the key, entry pass into Adea. Adea in traffic. Adea needs some help. Adea, they're going to get a tie-up possession. Arrow keeps it with Emporia High. As Zapata will check back in. As Courtney Cross will come back in. As Zapata will come in for Herkins. Wheeler out. As Courtney Cross comes back in, Tegan Baker inbound. Inbound to Adea, right high post. Puts up a crazy shot. No, it was deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Emporia High. As Pinnell back in for Chilewa. A minute 48 to play here in the third. All Lady Spartans in this one. And hand Trinity their first loss. Tegan inbounds to Lauren Williams, left wing. Now back to Baker, left baseline. Taken dribbling to her right at the top of the key. Now we'll dribble it back out with 100 seconds to play here in the frame. Lady Spartans up 43-6. Dea Hefner, top of the key. Entry pass deflected, loose in the air. It is stolen by Pinnell. Here's Wilmeth with it. Wilmeth kicks it out. Courtney Cross, right wing of three. That's off. Air ball. Rebound out of bounds going to Emporia High.
Just a lot of ugly offensive possessions for this Trinity Lady Knights team. And even the open looks, they just not looking very good.
That's 0 for 18 from the field. Lauren Williams takes a three, swished it home. Lauren Williams with a Valiant Fiber three. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. She had a three last year against Trinity. Here's Smith, a layup. No, didn't get the bounce, and she'll get two free throws. Lauren Williams ties a career high. And Lauren with her third, and that will send Audrey Smith to the line for two free throws for Trinity, the 6'3" sophomore. The first one up is nothing but net. Kaylee DeWitt back in for Emporia High. Tegan Baker will sit down. I know Kaylee and Lexi's dad, Brian DeWitt, ESB Financial, and they're like, Dylan, if you see Kaylee in, that means it's a 30-point game. Smith connects on both free throws.
And, well, it's almost a 40-point game.
Yeah, 46-8. Emporia High, 52 seconds to play here in the third. We're going to have a running clock in quarter number four. Hefner, Tavaki, entry pass into Zapata. Zapata bounce pass. Here's Kaylee DeWitt. Now swings over to Addison Gutierrez, left wing. Now back to DeWitt. This is Kaylee. I'm going to have to start getting used to. Here's Gutierrez, right wing, takes a three, way off the mark. Rebound out of bounds, going to Trinity with 28 ticks to play in the third.
And a lot of great ball movement from Emporia on the offensive side of the ball. Not many, you know, each player not holding the ball for many seconds at all.
Here's Pinnell, high post left side. Had no one home, stolen by Zapata. 15 ticks to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 38. Kaylee DeWitt with 10. Kaylee dribbling to her left wing. Kaylee lost control of it. High post. Did she step on the baseline? Yes, she did. For a turnover with 4.5 seconds to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 38. One last opportunity for Trinity. Here is Wilmoth with one. Takes a right wing three. Didn't get the off the glass to go. Wilmoth misses. And that will do it for quarter number three. Emporia High up 46-8. The fourth quarter is going to be a quick one after this. 46-8 Emporia High. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, the final 8 minutes of this one's going to come in a hurry. Carissa Linder checks in, 6 foot sophomore, and a steal by Shively to start quarter number four as Emporia High with their starters back out. And they probably won't be out there that long, Quinn.
No, probably not at all, but they're just going to keep it on. They're never going to let off that gas pedal to anybody.
Here is Lexi DeWitt, now the Kermer, time of the key. As Chilewe, Linder, Pinnell, Maddie Cross. A lot of subs out there for Trinity. Here is Kermer, high post, left side, blocked shot by Chilewe. And she got the rebound. Chilewe, right elbow, traveled, no call. Balls are right wing. Trinity still looking for their first field goal, but an entry pass is stolen by Kermer. Here's DeWitt to the cup, left side. Layup good. DeWitt has four, and the lead is 40. 48-8, a minute into the fourth and final quarter.
Looks like a new platoon's going to be coming in for Emporia.
It's not surprising. This is going to go pretty fast, Quinn. Faster than probably the other night. Here's Maddie Cross. And did she step on the baseline? Yeah, she did. All righty, so Lauren Williams, Kaylee DeWitt, Gutierrez, Hefner, and Pearson back in. So there's your subs. So I guess, there we go. Kaylee DeWitt will run the point. Here is Addison Gutierrez. Addie out to Hefner. Going over to Kaylee DeWitt. Kaylee looking to attack. Layup left side. No. And Kaylee DeWitt has an opportunity to score her first varsity points. Nope. They're going to say it was not in the act of shooting. Ball's her first. Team foul number one here in quarter number four. Inbound, Kaylee DeWitt, left-handed layup, no. Rebound loose. Kaylee got it back. And they're going to get a jump ball possession arrow. We'll give it to Emporia High.
And from top to bottom in this lineup, I think every single one has been on the floor for a loose ball. It just shows the commitment of this team and just how everybody is bought into this culture.
5:28 to play here in the fourth and final quarter. Lady Spartans going to be 2-0. Kaylee DeWitt, top of the key in between the rings. Swing over to Lauren Williams, left wing. Lauren, now to Dea Hefner, left wing, or top of the key. Now Kaylee DeWitt. Kaylee, now to Zeta Pearson, swinging around to Gutierrez. Gutierrez, left elbow shot from 15. No, rebound Zeta Pearson. Zeta got it, and it's loose on the floor. Here's Hefner to the, trying to get to the cup, out to Kaylee DeWitt from 18. No, right side, and the rebound goes to Carissa Linder for Wichita Trinity. 4:45 to play. Lady Spartans up 48-8. 10-0 run. Here is Wheeler for three off the back iron. No. Rebound picked up by Wheeler. Or Linder. They're going to get Adea with a foul, her first, team foul number one. As Michaela Ward will check in for the first time for Trinity. She's a 5'5 junior. I believe Pinnell is out. Clock is still rolling, nearing halfway into this fourth quarter. Don Moore will indicate to one of his assistants. Play it in. Maddie Cross inbounds to Linder. Linder dribbles it out. Linder against Hefner. In the Maddie Cross. Maddie Cross, floater, no. And two free throws for Maddie Cross for Trinity.
Still no field goal yet for Trinity. They might end this game with an offer from the field.
Foul is on Kaylee DeWitt, her first. Team foul number two. First one is good for Cross. And Zapata will check in for Zeta Pearson. 1 more for Maddie Cross to get Trinity in double digits. Second one good. And Trinity has made 10 free throws tonight. No field goal is made as Baker will come in for Gutierrez. 48-10. Emporia High as we go under 3 minutes to play. As Emporia High will go to 2-0 as Lila Schroeder will check in at the next opportunity. She's a 5'7 freshman. Maybe the energy is going to come in that boys game, Quinn. Here's Zapata, high post left side. Out to Adea Hefner. Now Lauren Williams, right wing. Bounce pass in the Hefner right side high post. And got it blocked by Linder. Rebound picked up by Maddie Cross. Bringing it off the floor. Out to, here's a three. No, by Ward. Rebound picked up by Hefner.
And the Trinity's getting some pretty decent looks. They're just not making the shots.
They're 0 for 21 from the field tonight.
A lot of it has to do with the Emporia defense, but still with those open looks, they just can't get anything to fall.
And a steal by Wheeler. Wheeler trying to go to the cup left side. Missed it! How do you miss from point blank? Rebound Baker and a foul with a minute 47 and counting.
It's just one of those days for this Trinity team. It looked like that was going to be the first bucket for them. A wide open layup for the left hand of Ivy. and she just couldn't finish it.
As Lila Schroeder will check in for Wheeler.
Really just going to end up as one of those days for Trinity, and one they'd really like to forget.
Right. 10 for 12 at the charity stripe for the Lady Knights of Wichita Trinity. Minute 17 to play. Lady Spartans going to win by 38, maybe even plus 40. Let's see. Lauren Williams with the left wing out to Hefner, top of the key. Bailey DeWitt. And John Moore gets an illegal screen on Adea Hefner. It's Adea's second. Team foul number two here in quarter number four.
Looks like Trinity's going to have one more shot to try and get one in the hole from the field.
0 for 22, everybody. That's what the iPad says. Linder double team. Gets to the Maddie Cross with a jumper off the side of the backboard. Rebound Tegan Baker. And they're going to bring it up the floor with 27. And Emporia High is going to win this one 48-10. All Emporia High in this one.
If anything were to sum up this game for Trinity, is that last shot right there.
Yeah,
open shot from the baseline and just threw it off the side of the backboard.
Lauren Williams with 10. Emporia High, the sixth-ranked team in 5A. Business as usual. They're 2-0 as they defeat Wichita Trinity 48-10. Emporia High wins at 48-10. When we come back, stats, player of the game, and then we'll get into the Lee Baldwin show coming up here in just a few moments. 48-10, Emporia High wins it. Sixth-ranked team in 5A, 2-0. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have stats and more. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.